This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Ah, I love the smell of a fire in the crisp autumn air. After getting your chores done for the day, take a little time for yourself. Build a fire in a pit. Grab a hot mug of coffee or cocoa with or without a little adult beverage added and relax to recount your garden joys and woes of the season. Between the nearly non-existent spring, hot, muggy temps, and too much rain, there's plenty to write about. I've noted some changes to make for next year in the veggie garden. Mostly, I'm hoping that the spring and summer will be better. This was not my best veggie garden year. I did love my sun sugar cherry tomatoes. I dried a bunch of tomatoes that just weren't quite ripe. The drying process really punctuates that tomato flavor. I then freeze them and put them in salads. If you save those little tags from your annual plants, write down the ones you liked for your containers. How long did they last? Did you have problems with pests or diseases? What did you do or not do to combat the problems? These notes sometimes seem like just another chore to do, but I really encourage you to write it down because just when you think you'll remember, yeah, you won't. I've gone back many times to my notes, especially with names of specific varieties, so that I might match it for someone else. When did the colors start to change in your backyard? When did the leaves fall? What was the weather like? This can be a very important notation to make in diagnosing future problems. We tend to see decline and think it just happened, when in reality, it's an issue that may have started years ago. In particular, tree decline. Think about those trees that blew over. Were their roots already compromised? Check out GardenBite.com for more information and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.